All right, man. So welcome back to the One Point Sports Podcast, man. I know it's been a little minute. We've been trying some new things, new apps. I think we found something that works for us. So, you know, sorry for the slight delay.
Restraint. Sorry for the wait.
Where's Wayne? Shout out to Wayne. All right, bruh. Man. So today, to start things off, you know, usually we pick an anime show and kind of dive into that in different aspects. But, you know, today we're going to do something a little bit different, kind of a couple of our own personal top five list of some main characters, things like that, just to switch it up for the day.
Yeah, something a little different. You know, sadly, this pandemic is still not allowing no sports, so.
No sports, and even delay. It got, there's a few episode delays with certain animes, like Black Clover. They're like an episode or two behind on their release because of the COVID-19, so it's even affecting some anime shows.
Oh, I thought you were going to mention a good anime.
Wow, you don't like Black Clover? That's, you're not caught up. That's why you're just not caught up.
I am caught up. It's just Black Clover, to me, is just still overrated. It still feels like literally a magical, but more corny, Naruto and Sasuke type thing.
I mean, yeah, you definitely get the Naruto Sasuke vibe, kinda, but the way Naruto and Sasuke, like, they end it, like, it kind of veers off into its own thing. You just gotta get through that. Yeah. Because it's not like they're ever mortal enemies or anything like that, you know what I'm saying? They're still, like, brothers, friends, whatever you want to call it. It's not more so of a, I gotta bring him back, or I gotta cut ties with him. It's not really that. It's not a really too dark of an aspect with it.
Yeah, I can dig it, but that's, you know, that's a discussion for another time when Black Clover's on the plate. What do we have for today?
All right, man. So we can just, you know, we're gonna start it off. Just, I'll let Nico go first. Top five favorite main anime characters. It can be from, you can go all the way back to Dragon Ball, or as most recent is Dragon Ball Super. It doesn't matter who it is. Just have your top five for me.
Okay. Is this in the notes? I'm looking for it in the notes so I can.
It should be in the notes. I mean, I didn't list anything in the notes. I just put it on there as a topic.
Which one is this under? Is this under one or two?
The one I made a couple of days ago.
I don't got that one. Add me to it.
Yes, you do have that one.
No, I don't, bro.
Bro, yes, you do.
I'm literally looking. I got episode one, episode two, interview. I don't have anything
else. It says anime topics Wednesday. You literally wrote in here, bro.
I don't see that, bro.
You literally... Check your old phone.
I see it now.
Okay, yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Why is it here? Why isn't it in the right folder?
It's your, that's something you gotta figure out on your own time, buddy.
I hate this. Alright, top five characters of anime all time?
Main Woo! Characters.
Ah, come on, man.
Main.
When you characters. Say main, that makes it a lot harder. You main know, it's a lot characters. Of characters. It's a lot of characters that pop in and out of anime, you know what I'm saying? They're recurring cast, but they don't count as like a main character.
Main character, baby.
Okay, see, but that's not fair. Okay, that's not fair, and this is why. What defines a main character?
Obviously, who's the protagonist in the story.
So you're telling me essentially I can only pick the stars?
Not the stars, like a protagonist, or like you would call like Kakashi a main character in Naruto, right?
You said protagonist.
I'm saying, yeah, that's one way to define it, like. And when in doubt, whoever the protagonist is, that's the main character.
Yeah, okay. I'll count them.
Actually, let me tweak it, because you're right. Top five favorite anime characters. We'll just go that way. This.
Ooh, okay.
Top five. It don't matter from where or what.
Okay. All right, give me a second. You already got yours?
I think I can list mine.
Okay, while you list yours, I'm going to go ahead and put together my list real quick.
Alright, this is just kind of like a right off the dome top five list just from the anime that I've watched. Like I said, this is just opinionated. You guys don't have to like it. And mine won't be in any order. Like, I won't have a 1 through 5. I got to put Hero Yui on it from Mobile Suit Gundam Wing Zero. I got to put Hiei on it, Yu Yu Hakusho. This is when it gets a little tricky. I'm going to go with Sasuke. I got to throw him in there.
Goodness,
you know what I'm saying? Let me finish. And I don't know if anybody's watched Rurouni Kenshin or anything like that, but I definitely gotta go with the guy who used the reverse blood.
Okay. Did you mute yourself? Well, if you are talking, I can't hear nothing. Just a heads up. Okay.
Man, I do not know.
All right, there you go.
Huh?
There you go. I hear you now.
Oh, I cut out?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Well, all right. Well, let me just restart my list then. Hero Yui, Gundam Wing, Mobile Suit Zero. I got to go with... Dang, man, this is kind of tough. I'm going with Goten. You know what I'm saying? He's in my top 5. Sasuke. Kenshin from Rurouni Kenshin. I don't think a lot of people watch that. And this is just a top 5 off the top of my head list. Like, I've been watching so many different animes. I forget people. Oh, and let me put Saitama on there, too. One Punch Man. Almost forgot about
him. Yes, sir.
See, when you watch anime as me, like, you just... It's so many people to put on it.
This nigga said, like me, like he the only person who watches a lot of anime.
You'd be surprised, man. I might, you know, I watch a lot. I've watched a lot in my day.
Man, get out of here. I'm actually going to be in the minority here.
Right.
I'm not going to name anybody from Naruto at all.
That's cool. You don't got to.
See, that's because we watch real...
Right. Let me get real. Before you give your list, let me just make the comment. This was I previously stated it before I even dropped my list. This is just right off the top of the head, just so there's no empty spot. I just said the first thing that came to my mind. If I sat down and thought about it, it'd probably be different. This one.
Okay. Okay. Well, I was gonna say same here because I was just trying to think of some names while you were going. So this is off top of my head. All right. We got Minato. Minato, however you want to pronounce it, you know what I'm saying? Naruto's dad. I still don't understand. Somebody needs to explain this to me because it still makes no sense.
What?
How did he not know his entire life, essentially, he was the son of the fourth Hokage? He literally is like a spitting image. Jiraiya never told him. Kakashi never told him. The third never told him. Like, I never will understand.
The third is just the worst in that whole situation. Let's not even talk about him.
The third was trash as a whole, bro. And under his watch, didn't they enter like 2 different great ninja wars?
Nah, was he? Yeah. The third.
They went through 2. Yeah, they went through 2 and great then, ninja wars. And the leaf got destroyed.
But you can't really count the leaf getting destroyed because he was already dead. And you can't really count the fourth great ninja war because he was already dead. Like, so it really won't.
No. He wasn't dead when he got destroyed the first time by...
You're talking about the botched attempt by Orochimaru, and it was barely... Compared to what Pain did, the leaf was destroyed.
Yeah, but that boy Pain did...
Right. If we're going off... If we're comparing it to what Pain did... Then it definitely has nothing. What Orochimaru did, he had nothing. He just broke a couple of buildings.
Yeah, I get it. But it just seemed like everything seemed to go wrong on his watch. But okay, so we got Minato from Naruto. Next up, I got the one and the only, the true prince of Saiyans himself, Vegeta.
I was going to listen.
Always been one of my favorites. I loved how he went from being the antagonist to, you know, slowly but surely becoming a good character and then one of the best characters. Yes, he was always too prideful. Generally, he will never ever be stronger than Goku. But I love how he operates. He's a family man now.
Right.
So he's my second on my top 5. These aren't in order, by the way. I don't know if anybody out there has watched the anime Eureka.
Ooh, but if you Eureka have, 7? Okay.
you have Renton. That's one of my other Renton Thurston. He's one of my other favorite characters. I loved his development over the course of the show. Love that show in general. Very similar. Mobile Suit Gundam. Gundam series in general set the bar for a lot of these because you see a lot of similar things. Next up, who's probably honestly my favorite out of the entire bunch, out of any anime. You still haven't watched it because you're uncultured.
JoJo's Bizarre World.
Out of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Going from the Stardust Crusaders arc, which is, in my opinion, the best arc, my favorite arc. Still getting caught up on the latest right now. I'm in, not Orange Ocean, but the one after that. Like, it's Diamond Unbreakable. Whatever, anyway, Jotaro Kujo, grandson of Jonathan Joestar.
Right.
He's probably the best, one of the best anime characters ever. Dude is super cool under pressure, super strong, smart, cool, collected, funny. I mean, this dude is like, I love this dude as a character, man. Like, I tell everybody, you know, to understand JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, you don't have to start from the top. You can start in Stardust Crusaders and you'll understand. Because it's the same feud between two characters just spawned over time. One of them is immortal and the other one is just his family bloodline continues. So, and then rounding out the list is, I thought about listing King here, honestly. Mm-hmm. Because King is hilarious and he's so realistic because he's like any regular person who just, you know, somehow get caught up in the fame.
Oh, right. Yeah, can't
you know, get out of it no matter how much they try. Just want to play video games and stay out of the public eye.
Bad.
But instead, I went ahead and went with Saitama just because there's nothing cooler than a nigga who's so strong, he defeats everybody in one blow without trying. He literally just
miles,
wants to have a good match.
All you do is push-ups and run miles.
He was lying, though. I mean, well, I know that is how he lost his hair, but I still think he was, at some point, he figured out how to break his limiter. That's, you know, that's what they were saying in the first season when they were trying to figure out how he did it. He broke his limiter at some point doing that. I just don't know how. Because that nigga, didn't he say he did push-ups until his arms are creaking and cracking?
Right.
And just kept pushing through it, like, yeah, like. And the craziest part, all of King's infamy came from his kills. So imagine if he had been attributed all the kills he actually
did. He'd be
did.
One of the top 10 that's sitting at the table when the bad shit happened.
They remember, they still brought him to the table, even though he was still, I want to say, C-class at that point.
Either I think C-class he was B. He got to be. I remember, what's his sidekick? What's his name?
Gino.
Yeah, I remember Gino's was class. Telling him that he's up to a B. He was up to a B class, and that's without him not even self-reporting his own heroics.
Yeah, I know Gino always reports whenever he does something. He reports when Saitama does something.
Right.
But
that's not.
I need him. Yeah, I need him to be after this. After, I don't know if you read the manga any or if you just watch the anime, but like. Oh, dang, you know who I really wanted to name?
Yeah.
All right, I got to go back. I got to back up. Remove Saitama or remove Renton. One of them two. No, remove Minato. Remove Minato. Okay. Insert Escanor.
See, bro, I didn't think about Seven Deadly Sins. I didn't think of...
Me
I didn't
either,
think
bro.
Of Full Metal Alchemist, Brotherhood. I didn't think of Attack on Titan. Like, I didn't think of a lot of stuff. I didn't think about Ronin Warriors. Like, I didn't, like, see, a top five list is hard. Next episode,
yeah, it really
next
is,
episode,
like,
I'm gonna take some time before the next episode, and I'm gonna just sit there, and I'm gonna have to just list all the anime I've ever watched, and then break it down that way, because this is a tough choice.
Yes. Man, the only reason it came to me because I was thinking about Saitama. When you think about Saitama, you think of absurdly strong characters.
Escanor is OP.
Escanor is right there. Like, people thought, like, I don't know how caught up you are, bro. Have you watched the new season?
No, I haven't.
Any of it on?
Actually, let me look that up. Ah, I just
is it on Crunchyroll?
I don't think it's on Crunchyroll. Actually.
Okay, I was going to say.
I think they have it. It might be on Funimation.
Man, does Funimation charge?
If Crunchyroll charges, Funimation probably charges. But all right, man, you know, those are our top five lists. And now we're kind of going to switch it up again, more so keep it on the same line of question, topic, not necessarily any specific anime. But the next question I want to ask is, what is the most annoying themes in anime? Like, what's one thing you're tired of seeing that certain animes kind of just copy from the next? I'll let Nico answer this.
Okay, I'm about to answer that, but first I got good news for you and for our listeners. Since we were on the subject, Seven Deadly Sins, I was looking for an update. It's confirmed coming to Netflix, the new season, which is the arc where they're fighting the Demon King directly, or whatever. That comes in July.
Oh, that's coming up.
Yes, sir. That just made my date. Boy, I think I was mad. Okay, anyway, recurring themes that we hate in anime. I'll go first. You know, we can just alternate. One thing that I truly hate in anime is the fan service. That is, it's like, it ruins the integrity of the moments. Like, why can't we just have strong female characters? Right. Why they gotta be, like, super sexualized, bro? Yeah. Like, Seven Deadly Sins is a prime example, dude. Do you know how annoying it is for everything that goes on? Like, he has to do something unnecessarily, like, sexual to Elizabeth. Right. She's already an annoying character off how they built her. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to see that as well. So, that annoys me. And I feel like it's starting to become more and more prevalent in the newer anime. Now, the older ones, it wasn't that big a deal. You know what I mean? But in today's stuff, like, even in Sailor Moon and stuff like that, that was more so focused around female characters.
Right. It's just,
that wasn't prevalent.
Really over-sexualized.
Yeah, so that annoys me. What about you?
Okay, the one theme in anime that annoys me the most, I don't know if it's just like the blueprint, but like every anime, except for a couple like Bleach and stuff like that, they don't really have it. But I just hate the whole two rival, one's talentless, the other one has all the talent, and somehow at the end of it, they're as strong. And sometimes even the person with no talent is stronger with the genius or the one with talent. And that's so many anime these days just copying the Naruto blueprint.
Dude, that is so true, bro. Oh my gosh. That goes back further than Naruto. Think about it. Goku and Vegeta are the perfect example. Vegeta received training that was supposed to be way more powerful. Goku was thought to be mid-level.
Goku was thought to be a weak.
Goku never had the
exactly,
talent.
Exactly, but the hard work, the talentless normal person outplays the royal person with the class who has all the skill and the tools to be the best. And then somehow the talentless person always outshine and even some beats them most of the time in most cases, like Naruto and Sasuke. That's why I said Black Clover is a little bit different, because even though one had the talent and the power, they both started off as orphans. And plus, it's not really more so a rivalry to where like their actual enemy. It's more so a rivalry to help each other get stronger. It's not like how Sasuke and Naruto Sasuke turned his back on Naruto, and then they're competing with each other, but it's more indirect. Like, I know Sasuke trained, let me keep training. It's more so Asta and Yuno actually work together in multiple fights and like multiple training sessions, stuff like that. So that's why I said it's a little bit different. They don't really take that whole rivalry, and then at the end they come together and realize it was a petty beef or whatever you want to put it as.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it is different, but the general
base
stays, and that's just
because even in Black Clover, the main character, Asta, he has no, in a world where magic rules, he has no magic, and he has his power comes from like anti-magic from a demon inside his book. So even then, it kind of followed the blueprint where the person with no talent or no power somehow overcomes it. So through hard work.
Yeah. Okay, so that's one. What's another recurring thing? Theme I have an issue with is that one. There's always one character who is seemingly able to level up at will, almost to end up facing every opponent. I have an issue with that theme, and I say that, y'all. I'm not saying I have a problem with characters getting stronger. No, that's the point of life. You know, you're supposed to get better in general in life, right? Like, the more you live, the older you get or whatever. But I have issues with folks like Naruto, Sasuke, Goku, Vegeta. You can go into JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Anybody in the Joestar family. In general, anime, why do they have to keep getting the...
Cutting you off, but that is real prevalent in Bleach, because he powers up a million times. Different forms. Different, he loses powers, gain other powers, like that is the epitome of getting stronger with no problem whatsoever. But continue with your point.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just like, yeah, it's just like annoying. It defeats the purpose. I want to see my protagonist get defeated, and it takes another guest character, somebody, you know, out of nowhere coming to defeat somebody. Like, it's annoying every time Goku somehow, man, dude, like, they can't find any more forms for Goku.
Man, you already know how I feel about the whole power scaling in Dragon Ball Super, because how do these guys literally reach deity, god level power in Dragon Ball terms? Like, he was fighting Beerus toe-to-toe in Super Saiyan God mode. How do they achieve that? Somehow add Super Saiyan power on top of deity power and still have issues with a regular person. Like, I don't care how strong Jiren is, he's a regular person at the end of the day. Like, if I can tap into deity god level power, how am I having a problem with him? Like, no matter how strong he is.
Whoa, hold on. That's different. That situation is different. And the reason why, because they're calling the power for God. Weez said that there's no such thing as an actual Super Saiyan God. He said it was a greater power that existed past their limits of Super Saiyan. The one who called it a God was Beerus off of Dream. But Weez corrected him, told him there is no such existence. It was just a legend.
I don't know, bro.
But that it was a power that they thought they could attain. That's not actual
God power. It is actual God level power. It's God level power, because before he even achieved that form, anytime he hit Beerus, it would do no damage. But when he did the ritual,
it's still
good. They even said it in the anime. They even said, like, I had a taste of Super Saiyan God, and it's called God Key. It's a certain key, like, that's God level power.
No, but it's not, bro. I'm telling you why. Otherwise, dude, Beerus had no issues disposed of them, both of them, in Super Saiyan Blue, which is past Super Saiyan, Super Saiyan God based. Jiren is literally stronger than their own. Like, they said it. They said there is a single mortal who is stronger than their gods of destruction. Jiren is that. That's Jiren. And then you know the gods aren't as powerful as you think anyway, because remember, Whis wants Vegeta to become the next god of destruction. He's the next candidate. So, you know what I'm saying? That should tell you everything. You know, it's just, ugh. I don't know, bro. I just take issue with that. And then, like you're saying,
I'm not sure. I'd have to look it up. But even what you say, even if it's not God level strength, it's close enough for anybody to consider it God level strength. You know what I'm saying? And then you even get to add Super Saiyan on top of that. And then we can even go further when he was in Mastered Ultra Instinct for like 5 minutes. Jiren was still keeping up with him. Like, that's like the power scaling in Dragon Ball Super doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I mean, I got irritated, bro, because it was like, when the fighting started. Okay, so all we know is Zeno is obviously the strongest being in existence by wide margin, right? Who's like an infant, but you know, that's annoying too. But okay, so you got Zeno. Then you got the head angel who's directly under Zeno, the father of all the other angels. Then you got the angels who are stronger than the gods of destruction. God of destruction. Then you got the Kais. Then you got the rest of them, right? So how did that field start for the tournament of power? And then it turns out you got a literal god of destruction amongst them, because what's his name? Toppo has already been trained as a god of destruction. He's about to take over, literally. Like, he's not even just a candidate. He has the power, remember? So you got a god of destruction in the field. Then you got Jiren, who's worse than, who's a million times
that's stronger. That's what, bro, than it just don't make any sense. Like, the god level, like, the god, like, what we think in the power scaling wise, like, what I assume, like, god level strength is, like, it just doesn't add up. Because if Toppo had god of destruction powers, like, he shouldn't have no problem with Vegeta, like, at all, like. He should have mopped the floor.
They said Vegeta's pride was enough. Yeah, man, Vegeta's pride.
The same way
he almost killed Frieza. Remember
the same way Beerus and them be the manhandling Goku and Vegeta. Like, I expected Toppo to do that to Vegeta, but that's why it doesn't make any sense. And it's not like he was new to that form, because he everyone knew it.
I know everybody in their universe. Have you watched Dragon Ball Heroes yet on YouTube? It's a Japan show, but somebody's been posting the full episodes. The episodes are only 7 to 10 minutes, but it's really good. It brings canon and non-canon together. It's officially drawn and recognized in the DBZ universe. It's just that ruins. If you think parascaling is bad in Dragon Ball Z Super,
it gets worse. I've seen clips. Like, they got some random Super Saiyan from some other dimension going like Super Saiyan 3. They brought Super Saiyan 4 Goku in, like Super Saiyan 4 Gogeta, and like Super Saiyan Blue Vegito's around. Like, it's weird. I've seen clips.
Yeah, I've watched every episode that was put on there, bro, and it's just like, God bless, man.
All right, man. And then for our third topic, we're kind of going to make it a little bit more personal, just between me and Nico, just what we think or what we're waiting for. What are some animes that you're highly anticipated to coming out either later on this year or next year?
Are we saying like new seasons or like completely new?
New seasons, like anime we're waiting to return.
Okay. Oh, okay. Man, let me start off. My list is off the top of my head, but it's pretty quick. Let me start off with One Punch Man. I hate that it ended like that. If you read the manga like I have, we're literally getting into the good part, man. Like, it's so much about to happen, because now, you know, we know for sure that just like there's the superhero, what is it called?
Association.
You got the Hero Association, you got the Monster Association. And it's about to get real, because what's his name? You know,
the Hero Hunter.
Hero Hunter. He's been kidnapped and he's being rescued, per se, by the monsters. And they're going to try to flip him. It's just so much about it. I'm not going to spoil it. There's just so much about to happen. You're about to see Saitama go to work.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm at this... Yeah, it's like you're gonna get to see him versus super hot. Well, we've seen him versus several demons. What's the biggest threat?
I think so.
I think it's something above that, actually, now thinking about it.
I don't remember. Yeah.
Okay, but you're about to see him go versus the highest level threats that there's possible, like multiple versions. So that needs to be shown. Like, and I'm hoping that that's enough to boost him up into the A class or maybe even the S class. It's a lot that's going on, man. You know what I'm saying? So there's that. I'm looking forward definitely to Seven Deadly Sins, to the new season that's going to take place in the arc when they go. Elizabeth's dad is going to get killed by the Demon King, and they're going to have to go down the Purgatory to box with him and the rest of the commandments again, except powered up. So, super excited for that.
All right.
That's it for me. What about you?
I'm definitely waiting on the next season of My Hero Academia. The way they ended, I want to say, the way they ended season 4, it's kind of like a cliffhanger, but the way Endeavor kind of just changed his whole opinion of himself, like how he wanted to be perceived in the fight. And also, he had a dream. Deku had a dream with all the other users of One For All. And I think he's about to get a power up because... he actually met the first person who had it in the dream, and when he shook his hand, like, he had an energy surge and like half his body was lit up with One For All. So I'm definitely waiting for that. And another anime I'm waiting on is the next season of Attack on Titan. Especially if you're caught up on the anime, you'll understand. If you're not caught up, well, it's a spoiler alert, so you might want to stop listening. Nico, I don't even know if you're caught up, but I'm about to drop it.
I'm almost caught up. I mean, I don't think, you know, I told you I'd be having to rewatch a lot of it to try to understand. All right, cool.
I'm definitely about to drop the bomb. So at the end of the latest season, I want to say the end of season 3, they realize that they're not the only people on civilization left in the world. The Titans are actually their people on the mainland being sent to the island as kind of like purgatory, you could say, like a prison, basically, like their descendants, like just kind of like paying for their sins type of thing. It kind of give you like a Germany Nazi feel when you like kind of get into this aspect of it. But and then they realize that their enemies aren't actually the Titans, but the people on the mainland. So they actually escape the wall, get through the Titans, and get to the water. And it's like the first time they seen a beach, the first time anyone's seen water, sand. And that's when they realize they got to take the fight to the mainland. And then another thing, there's another spoiler. You kind of picked this up towards the end of season three. Whoever inherits the Titans' power, they die. I want to say 7 years after they inherit the power, like they always die. And for Aaron, it's been about 4 or 5. So that's another thing that's coming up. And then the weak one, he actually becomes a colossal Titan too.
Okay.
A lot of spoilers.
Man, Attack on Titan is really a hell of a show too, man. That's really.
But it's lit, and I can't wait for it to drop.
Dude, like it's so much coming out this year, dude. Like this pandemic is like, you know, it's like pushed back so much, man, in the anime world.
Pushed back so much. But it's decent though. And also, I know you don't really like Boruto, but you know, I kind of keep up with the manga a little bit. The only reason why I give it hope is starting to get to the good stuff. Like it's probably going to be a time skip within the next 10 to 15 episodes. But it's getting to the good part. They're about to introduce basically the next Osusuki threat. It's coming out on TV.
Okay. I'm sick of it, bro. Getting lit. Okay. You know, but that goes back to the things we hate with the with the power scaling, because it went from the Rinnegan not existing and nobody, you feel me? The Rinnegan had only been around like three times in history. Once with Kaguya, yep. Once with the Sage of Six Paths, Hagoromo, and then, you know what I'm saying, with Pain / you know, since that's Madara's technically, we'll say Madara. Now, yep. Suddenly, Sasuke still has it. He can't even turn that eye back normal, can he?
Nope, because it wasn't a natural evolution, basically. So, that's why.
So, then you got Sasuke. Now you got the whole Otsutsuki clan, and then you got the different versions of the Rinnegan now. You got some with the Sabo in them. Then you got some that are red, some that are gold.
But he wasn't like, I was looking it up. That was more so just filler stuff. That guy's not canon. Like, he's not. Yeah, he was more so filler stuff. So all the Rinnegans he had and their abilities and stuff, none of that's canon. It was just like anime filler, so it don't really matter too much. But like you said, that is like they always that power up, and they nerfed Naruto and Sasuke.
Oh,
like we've even talked about this on the first episode, I believe. And this was after fighting in a war, exhausting all their power, when they was like the last one-on-one fight we had with Naruto and Sasuke. Mm-hmm. Comparing that to when you watch Boruto, how Sasuke can really only use one Rinnegan ability before the eye shuts down for like 3 days. And then they didn't really nerf Naruto too bad. It's just that when he fights, so far he's been rusty in the beginning, but he's not as nerfed as Sasuke is.
I mean, it's just another thing. There's some inconsistencies in that show that annoys me. Sasuke goes from having no Tamou in his Rinnegan, so he had full Rinnegan usage, to suddenly having the Tamou in there permanently. Like, what? Like, I took a screenshot of it too, because you know me.
Oh, no. Actually, the Tamou go away when he's out of chakra, and then it becomes just a regular Rinnegan.
Okay, so what's the difference in the abilities? Like, we might as well, since we're on the subject. Explain to me the difference between the regular Rinnegan with no Tamou, Rinnegan with Tamou.
The only difference is like when it had the Tamou, I believe, I'm not really sure, it's one or the other, but like that's when he had access to like his Sharingan abilities and stuff through that eye. But I think when it's out of chakra, see, that's the thing I don't get. But I guess it would make sense, like he can't cut it off, so it's not like just because he has his Rinnegan on, he can do anything. So I'm pretty sure when it got the Tamou on it, it's just like charged up for him to use his abilities, really. And then if he can use his regular Sharingan ability. But other than that, I don't see what it would do. Because he always says he has to, like in Boruto, he can only, like when he does like the little the little time skip things, or even when he does any other ability, he can't really do more than one or twice without running out of chakra for a couple days.
Dog, like,
when he does his time space ninjutsu stuff.
Oh, isn't that annoying, bro? Like, they said Sasuke would have been the strongest shinobi in history if it literally wasn't for Naruto. Now this, he's, you know what else? I'm sick. You know, don't, are we gonna go in, are we gonna have to go in on Boruto and what's wrong with it, bro?
We're gonna have to save that, man. This ain't the specific anime episode.
Okay, shit, okay, you know, man. Because I was
this about to... personal. We're just a little personal for the audience, man.
Okay, okay. Let's all right then. Let's keep moving it. All right. So next up, top five. Well, we don't got to do secondary. Let's do the worst villains in anime.
The
I don't
worst.
Know. Are we talking good villains? As in, like, we love these villains, or like these are the worst? As in, like, it was a trash villain.
So like worst villain.
So are we saying like they were super evil, or are we saying like
no? Nah, we could just be like, that would probably be like the best villains. Let's do best villains. We can do best villains.
Okay. Okay. Oh. Okay. Okay. Well, I'm gonna start that one off because on top of my head, I got the best one in mind. Anybody who knows it will agree with me. Best villain by far has to be Dio. From JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Oh my gosh.
Anybody will tell you that. Go on the timeline. Go on Twitter right now.
How?
How? This dude's so evil and so lethal and effective. He not only becomes an immortal, this dude stays alive and continues a feud in destroying the world across multiple generations. We talking almost 2 centuries worth of time.
Right.
Like, it literally gets... This dude was so evil. I know you watched the beginning, so you've seen it. This dude's so evil, just to get at JoJo, he put his dog inside a furnace, burned the dog alive, took his girl, kissed his girl so he could, so JoJo couldn't be the girl's first kiss. When he was fighting him, stuck a thumb in his eye. You feel me? Dude, like, he's literally like the epitome of a-holes, bro. Like, this nigga is such an a-hole. He's the best villain, bro. And then, not only does he do all that, to try to scam JoJo's dad out of money after JoJo's dad, you know, was half what rescued by Dio's father. This nigga becomes a vampire, immortal and super strong, and still trying to destroy the world and like take out JoJo, like, and then take out all his descendants. It gets no better. Now your turn. Who you got?
I'm not gonna say my favorite villain, but one of the best villains. I would have to say one A and one B. I'd have to go with Madara. If both from Naruto and Nagato / Pain, I would have to say those are two of the best villains. Madara, just because he's like, he set a plan in order like tens of 20s of years ago, like, and it all worked out to how he wanted to a certain degree, but he just put a master plan in place, and it was other factors, obviously. But just to have that type of plan in place and 95, well, really all your plan came true, but you know, just some things happened. That's just amazing in and of itself. And then Nagato, just for the simple fact that he might have been the villain in that aspect, like a protagonist and antagonist, but he actually made sense. Even he destroyed the village, he was questioning Naruto, like, what makes it right for you to destroy my village, but me destroying yours as payback is so wrong? And Naruto felt him on that. Like, a lot of stuff Nagato / Pain said made sense. You know, I got to give it up to those two.
Yeah. I will say Pain might have been the best. I agree with you on that one. Pain might have been the best one. Do you remember the rumors when we were younger, before we got to actually seeing Pain consistently, that was actually Minato? I don't know if you remember those rumors, but I remember reading on the message boards and everything that Pain was actually Minato. Like, Pain was actually Naruto's dad and died here or something. It was crazy. So I super anticipated. And then the nigga was so powerful, bro. People forget, mm-hmm. Dude defeated Orochimaru without even trying.
That is true.
Yeah, like, people really got to, you know, he captured two tail beasts by himself.
Yep. No help.
And he beat Kakazu by himself.
Beat Jiraiya.
Yeah, bro, he was really with it. And that's the other thing people don't remember too, bro. like the formula, Katsuki itself, like I know you seen, have you seen that anime? I mean, have you seen that special?
Yep, when they recruited everybody.
Yeah, that was fire. That was super fire, actually.
Yeah, that's like a YouTube special, though. I don't even think that's out.
Yeah. I was going to say, whoever put that together did a great job, because I know it's real anime. It's the real clips. They just pieced it together, you know what I'm saying? So it looks like it's, you know, straight from the creators. But that was fire, bro. And, like, people don't understand. I got into an argument the other day with somebody on Twitter, bro, because they said Pain couldn't beat Itachi. Number one, Itachi was sick as it was, so he wasn't even near full strength. Even if he was, the Rinnegan is proven to be the strongest of the Dojutsu by wide.
That Genjutsu, it wouldn't have worked on them corpses. I don't know. You're right.
It wouldn't work on the corpses because, one, they all have the same visual, so...
That sound genjutsu worked that Jiraiya used on him, so.
Yeah, because it was sound. Nobody does those type of genjutsus. It's like we've only seen two characters do it all together. That was Tayuya from the Sound Ninja 4, and then Jiraiya.
True that. And then, all right, man. This is just gonna be before we. Before we wrap things up, this is going to be a one-for-one last question. Pick one side character out of all the animes that is better than the main character.
Whoa. You said... Okay, we're getting one side character better than the main character.
One for one. You both get one.
Oh, man. Okay. All right, let's take a little bit of time. Let's take 2-3 minutes to digest this one, because I'm going to have to think this one through. Okay. All right.
Take your time.
You must already got yours and mine.
I got mine in mind, man. Cause like I said, when you're like me or Nico, you just watch so many different animes. I don't want to say we tend to forget. It's just a lot to pull out on the spot. But off the top of my head, I got somebody in mind, you know? So, you know, I'm gonna drop this one. And then we might address the subject again another day. I might have a different one for you just so I can go back into the files and just pull out some of the archives.
Okay, I got mine. Who you got?
If you guys out there watch Hunter x Hunter, mine would be Killua over Gon.
Oh.
I'm gonna go Killua over Gon.
That's very true. So no, that's a good one. That's a great example, actually.
When you look at it, he's been trained by... Because obviously, like, when you get to it, he's been trained by assassins his whole life. He's immune to all forms of torture. Even when he went home, he was tortured for a couple of days, and then he decided to break out of it. He could break out of it. He has that fast step thing that he always uses to pull somebody's heart out in a moment's notice. He got the skills. I'm going to just pick Killua over Gon. That's my go-to right there. And that's a very debatable, like you said, that's a very debatable point that I'd probably win most arguments.
Okay. For me, I'm going to go to another well-known anime. I'm going to go to Dragon Ball Z. And I'm going to say Vegeta. I think Vegeta's a much better character than Kakarot, Goku, in every way. Goku's literally like scatterbrained and stupid. His only existence is like literally to fight. Vegeta has depth to his character, has a real backstory. You know what I'm saying? Had the most character development. This dude literally flipped from antagonist to protagonist. Had a whole family, trained his sons and cares about his sons. Man, Vegeta's a way better character. You could say Goku's stronger. Vegeta's the better character, though, and I think that's pretty clear.
Yeah, you can definitely make that point. I feel like Vegeta's more of the person you can relate to. Not really. Don't get me wrong. Everybody loves Goku. Oh, he's the first legendary Super Saiyan in however long it was. But like you said, character development wise, and like just being able to relate to a character, just like through life and stuff like that, I would definitely be Vegeta. Cause even he, He balances training, spending time with his family, raising his kids. Goku kind of just like, if he's not training, he's doing, he's trying to train, he's not training, he's not really around the family too much.
Yeah, I'm just, we on the same page on that one, bro. Yeah, it's a lot of anime like that too. Like another one you could argue too is like Lodius. It's not, I'm real, that's for another time. That's for another
time. You could definitely be playing anime, man. But that's it for the anime portion, man. We're gonna get back to you guys with some sports. Thanks for hanging around.
You trying to do the sports right now, or you want to do that later?
We can do that a little bit later. I'm waiting to hear back from my homie.
Okay, bet. Y'all, that's the first part.
Make sure to follow us on Twitter at Punch_podcast. On Instagram, One Punch Sports. Make sure you guys follow us and subscribe. We're on every streaming platform, so go ahead and cop that.